So the first instructional method or strategy I wanted to talk about was the SIOP model that serves as a blueprint to integrating content learning with additional language support. What I liked about it, though, is that you could also use it not just for students with English as a second language or anything like that. You can use it for any student that's struggling with a specific instructional delivery by a teacher, because it enhances that mode by making the teacher more aware of the practices that a student is using to comprehend a lesson. So what I really liked the most about this was the worksheet that they had in the book, Figure 3.1. I love how it went through preparation, instruction, and then review and assessment. So I thought preparation was a huge piece of this model, because everything needs to be clearly defined and also have the adaptability to the content as well as the student's level of ability. And I liked the phrase in here, meaningful activities, things that integrated these lesson concepts that actually spoke to the student. I think a big push of this lesson was the student as an individual. The next thing I really liked about the SIOP was the instructional detail that it went through. So building the background all the way through interaction and the lesson delivery. I liked that the lesson delivery section put the onus on the teacher of creating those clear objectives, and also talked about student engagement and pacing of the lesson as it applies to the student's level of ability. I liked the area where they talked about providing opportunities for students to use different strategies and not just kind of pigeonholing them into one area, but to actually, you know, use questioning or the think out loud method, but going through these different visual aids that we've talked about so far and implementing that. And then being able to review and assess to see where students maybe still are having some issues and where the student is able to provide feedback as well as the teacher is able to provide feedback. The second area that I really liked was the cultural relevant pedology. I know I say that wrong, but I really liked the cultural relevant pedology section. I liked how it broke out the themes that are relevant in that. And my specifically favorite one was the teaching of the child as a whole. So relating to focusing on the home and school community collaboration, and that understanding experiences that each student has is as relevant to that student as what the experiences they've had as a whole community. Again, that's kind of something that was pushed in the videos that we watched. And so I think that this ideology really spoke to me, especially in cultural teaching, because it is so important to value the student at their basic level of who they are and what they hold dear, and how that impacts and influences their education and their learning ability, what they want to read, why they want to read that. So I think that that was really important.